刚才演奏的这首二胡曲呢是赛马。
And the song I was just playing for you is called Horse Race.
这是非常有名的一首二胡曲。
It's a very famous song for two strings.
这首曲子描写的呢是人们在草原上面进行赛马比赛进行这个赛马的这种欢乐热闹的情景。
And the song was written to describe the joyful scenery scene when a bunch of horses running and race on a big plain.
人们很喜欢听这首曲子。
A lot of people like to hear that music.
我呢也经常在各种场合被邀请演奏这首曲子。
And I play the song very often in different occasions.
因为这首乐曲它能够带给人欢乐，能够感染人。
Because this song is very inspirational and can bring forth joy for people.
不过这首曲子呢，谢谢，有一个缺点。
But there is a problem with this song.
所有听这个曲子的人呢，都觉得好像太短了。
A lot of time people always feel, oh, that's such a short song. I wish you can play longer.
其实呢，不是乐曲短，是这首曲子带给我们的快乐持续的时间不够长。
It's not because the song was short, but indeed, joy can be brought by music is always very temporal.
我们在世界上所有的这种快乐，都是转瞬即逝的。
Just like the happiness this world can offer, it's always limited and short.
接踵而来的呢，很可惜哈，接踵而至的都是曲终人散之后的更加的落寞和空虚。
And what follows song like that is more of sadness and loneliness after the party is over.
今天呢是音乐见证。
And today I want to give you my testimony along with my music performance.
其实我不是一个很善于言谈的人。
I'm not a very eloquent man.
这个知道我的弟兄姊妹大家都了解。
Especially people who have known me for a long time.
但是感谢主。
Well, I thank the Lord.
主给了我这样的才能。
Because He has given me musical talent.
不是靠我。
Not by my own ability.
是靠主。
But by the Lord.
希望我今天的音乐见证呢，使大家能够在音乐当中得到主的同在。
And hopefully through my sharing this morning, you can sense the Lord's presence.
让主借着音乐。
And through my music.
来触摸到你的心。
And the Lord can touch your heart.
希望能够带给你不一样的享受和快乐。
And I hope today I can bring you a different kind of joy and happiness. Yeah, through the brief introduction, you have known the life of the story of my life.
我还是按照我预备的跟大家简单的介绍一下我的经历哈。
Let me still briefly introduce myself about my experience.
这个刚才介绍当中没有的。
Okay, especially the points weren't covered earlier.
从小到大，其实我的经历算是还算是蛮一帆风顺的。
And since I grew up, I had a pretty smooth childhood.
其实呢，主要是在这个中学以前，也就是没有进入社会之前，还是蛮一帆风顺的。
And before I entered into high school, my life was pretty good.
我说大学呢是半个社会。
And you can say college life is like semi social. Half of experience in society.
大学我很顺利的进入大学哈，也是学的音乐专业。
And I went into college very successfully, and my major then was music.
那么在大学里边呢，这个大学毕业之后呢，也留校在大学里继续做老师。
And after I graduated from college, I stayed as a teacher to continue to teach in school.
基本上也算是一个让人羡慕的工作。
And that was a job that many people envied.
那么这段时间的话，因为毕竟在学校的环境还是比较单纯。
And you know, the academic environment is still considered pretty simple and pure.
所以我大概在社会，在这个世界上堕落还没有那么 那么明显。
So even though I was a fallen sinner, but my condition wasn't as severe and obvious as other people.
那么我后来考入中央音乐学院进修深造。
And I entered into the federal, the Central Musical Institute, and tried to advance my learning.
在接下来又参加国际比赛。
And then I attend a lot of international level competition.
按说呢，事业上是蒸蒸日上。
You can say, hey, my career was doing great.
但是这个时候呢，这个为了感情，因为我的女朋友坚持要出国。
But around that time, because my girlfriend then insists on leaving the country and go out overseas.
同时也是为了开阔眼界，能够学到更多的东西。
And also, we both want to learn more by going out in foreign countries.
所以呢，就放弃了。国内的一切。
So I gave up what I have built up in my own home.
就和女朋友来到东欧的匈牙利。
So we both went to Hungary.
等于是这是第一次什么都没有了。
And that's the first time I felt that I was truly empty-handed.
那开始的那两三年非常艰苦。
First two or three years, we had a very tough life.
不过靠着我们不断的努力
But we continue to strive and work really hard.
也靠着朋友的帮忙
And also help from our friends.
施弟兄坐在这里哈
And brother she's here. We both were in that country during that time.
施弟兄也是从匈牙利过来的
And he came from Hungary as well.
我们就是那个时候认识的
We met at that time.
在那个最苦最艰苦的时候我们就是靠施大哥的帮忙
A lot of times, Sully helped us a lot during the most difficult hours.
那么后来大概经过两三年的努力终于在匈牙利站稳了脚跟。
And about 3 years later, we were able to lay some solid foundation for the business there.
我们有两个收入不错的小店面。
And we had two little shops which had a very good income.
也有了一定的积蓄。
And we save enough money.
好像在世界上面，我们逐渐的又拥有了我们想要的东西。
It's like gradually we're able to have what we desire to have in this world.
但是就这个时候呢，接二连三的又发生了一些危机。
But two or three crises arise right around that time.
那么有了钱嘛，就想得到更多。
Once you have some money, you want to make more.
当然就想到投资。
So we thought about let's invest in something.
但是呢，我没有经验。
But I was so inexperienced.
我们没有经验，不是经商的材料。
We were really not a businessman by nature.
投资很快就失败了。
Of course, we fail in our other investments.
接着女朋友的感情也出现了问题。
And also there's some, the relationship between me and my girlfriend went wrong.
最终我们也以分手而告终。
So we were separated.
后来又投资了一家餐馆。
Then we invest our money in a restaurant.
但是因为朋友经营不善也关门大吉。
But because we weren't good at that, so at the end we ended up closing the shop.
所以短短一年
Within a year of time,
经历很大的起伏
and I experienced a major fluctuation.
似乎站稳脚跟，似乎又重新这个开始新的生活，重新拥有，但是很快就又都还给了世界。
It's like finally I was able to be pretty well off. Then within a year's time, I lost everything. I have to start over again.
这些让我认识到我在世界上无论怎样的追求无论是精神还是物质上的都是如此的不可靠。
And through that, I learned one precious lesson is that this material world, whatever, however I work hard to pursue, they are not trustworthy.
当时我就像是一只诗歌里唱的就像是一只迷失的羊。
And I was like a lost sheep as described in the Bible.
不光是迷失。
Not only I was lost,
带着满身的伤痕
I was also scarred all over,
徘徊在这个世界上
and I was wandering around in this world,
不知道要往哪里去
I had no idea where I was supposed to go,
就像接下来我演奏的这首诗歌哈。
It's just like the hymn I'm gonna play for you next.
世上罪人为何彷徨？
It says, Why are you wandering around, lost ones in this world?
认识我的人哈，大家对我的印象呢，大概都是沉默寡言，平时不爱说话。
If you know me for a while, you know I'm very silent. I don't like to speak.
好像从来也不发脾气。
And it's like I have no temper either.
如果真的是这样，感谢主。
But if that's the case, I thank the Lord.
不过，大家可能不太了解我背后的我哈。
But you don't know how I am without in front of people.
所以啊，我太太深受其害。
My wife is the true victim.
我太太了解我，所以
She knows me well.
大家如果要是在她面前说我脾气好的话，她一定要跟你抱怨一大堆。
Yeah, I think she will complain a lot if you say, you know, Brother Liang is such a nice tempered person.
不过我小的时候脾气的确是很好。
But indeed, when I was a child, I had a very mild temper.
不光是脾气好。
Not only I had a good temper.
这个我的性格也很活泼开朗。
And I was very outgoing, very pleasant, very positive.
跟现在完全不一样。
Very different from what I am now.
在我们家里边，我是最活泼的一个。
I am the most active child in my own home.
所以我父亲选择让我学音乐。
That's why my father decided to ask me to major in music.
让我哥哥呢学习。学英文。
And my older brother ended up learning English literature.
让我妹妹呢学医。
And my sister learned a medical field.
因为我父亲觉得我的性格比较适合学音乐。
Because he felt that my outgoing character is good to learn music.
可是呢，性格呢大概在中学的时候啊，中学以后逐渐的开始改变了。
But my personality started to change after high school, around high school time.
慢慢就变成，外表就是现在这个样子。
Outwardly, I look like what I am now.
不过现在呢，感谢主，虽然性格大概变不回去了哈，但是呢，现在跟以前不一样，现在满了主的喜乐。
And it's hard to change my character, but I was saying now I'm filled with the joy of the Lord always.
我成长的年代呢是中国哈，翻天覆地这个动荡的年代。
And the era I was growing up, you can consider that the major upside down the period of time for China.
我们这一代人可能都差不多有相同的经历哈。
And I think a lot of people, if you're around my age, you have similar experience.
首先是经历了文化大革命。
First of all, the Cultural Revolution.
那时候虽然很小。
Even though I was young.
但是看到很多，也听到大人们讲述很多。
But I witnessed a lot of things and also heard a lot of things from adults.
因为当时，我父亲也有被送到五七干校去接受劳动改造。
And my father was sent to the special place to learn how to be changed.
接下来呢是批林批孔，大家都熟悉。
And then there's another movement to criticize Confucius and
林彪林。再接下来就是反击右倾翻案风，很难翻译，反击右倾翻案风就是打倒邓小平。
And then there's another movement against the political figure back then. His last name is Deng.
之后又是揪出四人帮。
And also we try to criticize the four people again.
揪出四人帮之后又拨乱反正。
And then we correct that movement.
每一次运动哈，好像这个方向都不一样。
It's every time a movement is moving toward a different direction.
不要说我们这些小孩子啊，当时还很小的年龄。
Not just us children.
就是当时的成年人也感觉到无所适从。
And even adults were like trying to flip back and forth. Everybody was kind of lost.
所以变来变去，人们就变得越来越迷惑。
So more and more we got more confused.
越来越对这个世界对人失去了信任。
And we lost our confidence in men and in this world.
再后来80年代开始又改革开放。
And in the 80s, the door was gradually opened toward us. We're more free.
这个人们经过短暂的观望和疑惑之后。
And after a short period of time of speculation,
似乎一下子如梦初醒。
It's like suddenly we woke up from our dream.
一下子抓住了生活人生的真谛。
It's like we realize what is the true meaning of life.
那就是要抓钱。
Which is money.
所以当时最流行的口号就是一切向前看。
And the famous slogan was like everything direct every direction to money.
这个不是前方的钱啊，这个是金钱的钱。
Yeah, everything is money oriented.
那么在这些社会的这个大的变动当中
In all these major movements,
虽然不像我们在小说电影里面看到战争年代的这些艰苦
Yes, we saw these things in the movies a lot
或者残酷哈
And the cruelty and the challenges in the time of wars
可是也看到了领略了各样的世事变迁人情冷暖
And also we personally experienced the change of people's affection and care for you
所以从上中学开始我就发现我性格慢慢变了。
Therefore, my personality started to change at the high school time.
小的时候是蛮单纯的一人。
When I was a child, I was very simple, very pure.
感谢主现在因为有主的救恩。
And because the salvation of my Lord,
我又重新回到单纯的我。
And I'm back to that simple stage again.
而且我的得救也是因为内心。还有那么一点点单纯。
And I think I was able to be saved because there's still some residual simplicity it was in my heart.
所以这个单纯我没有想到与世界格格不入但是呢居然成了我得救有福分得救的福分。
My naturally simple nature helped me to receive the blessings of salvation.
单纯和快乐逐渐消失了性格也改变了。
When I was in my teens, my personality started to change. I was not as simple as easily happy.
我想跟很多同时代的人一样，有了极大的不安全感。
And actually, what replaced that with was a great sense of insecurity.
那么这样的话就开始，自然而然地掩藏自己的内心。
So I learned how to hide my own feelings.
所以开始呢就变得不苟言笑。
And I became very serious. I don't laugh or talk loudly.
其实呢是因为心里的惧怕。
Because I was afraid.
不过外表给人的感觉好像是拒人一千里之外。
And outwardly, you just think I'm a cold person.
这个也是一层保护和伪装吧。
And that is my layer of protection.
一方面道貌岸然。
And look like I was very indifferent, very serious.
另外呢，也让人感觉深不可测。
And also, I look very deep.
这好像变得有点成熟了。
Looks like I was mature, more mature than my age.
那么好像有了一副成熟的面具哈。
And I have this mask of maturity.
接下来呢，又开始学习装备，操练各种成熟的手段。
So I started equip myself with even more skills to make myself look mature.
社会上流行什么我们就学什么。
And we tried to learn whatever was popular then.
请客送礼啊，拉关系啊，走后面这个不在话下啊，这个一定少不了的。走后门。
哦，拉关系。
拉关系啊。
Okay, try to succeed through like connection, through paying special favor behind the scene. I learned all the skills you need to survive in the society.
这个最容易学。
It's easy to learn.
也最有效。
And was quite effective.
接下来呢，就是生活上，开始沉沦。
My lifestyle was really fallen.
抽烟喝酒。
I smoked. I drank.
抽烟没有那么多哈。
I don't smoke a lot, but I did smoke.
但是，喝酒。
I drank a lot.
大家可能看我现在的样子，很难想到哦，我烂醉如泥的时候是什么样子。
It's probably very hard for you to comprehend how I looked like when I was very drunk.
回忆起来哈，我记得好像，有一次在朋友家喝酒，喝到深夜。
And remember one time I stayed in my friend's house, we drank a lot until late at night.
坚持要回家。
And after I was so drunk, I said, I need to go home.
那当时在大陆是骑脚踏车，自行车。
And I'd ride on a bike going home.
我记得这一路上大概十几二十分钟的路。
It's only about 20 minutes of commute through bike.
不知道摔倒多少回。
I had no idea how many times I fell to the ground.
半夜上路上也没有什么人。
Because there was so late at night, so there was no other people.
身体就这样软绵绵的，骑几步可能不知不觉的就软倒在地上。
I would bike a few steps and I would fall to the ground because I was so drunk.
爬起来再往家里去。
And I would get up and then bike more.
到欧洲以后。
And when I went to Hungary in Europe.
还学会赌博。
I learned how to gamble.
不过这个从在国内的时候就打麻将。
And then when I was in China, I learned how to play mahjong, the Chinese game.
也是有的时候是整夜不归。
And I would play that all night long without going home.
那到匈牙利。
When I went to Hungary.
学会赌博，尤其是在站稳脚跟，有了一定的经济基础之后。
After I was able to save up some money, I learned how to gamble.
开始沉湎于去赌场。
And I love to go to casinos.
在那里吃播奋战。
And I was there trying to make some money.
这是在在世界上堕落哈，这是文的一面。
And that was my fallen condition. Actually, these are a milder side.
还有武的一面。
And there are more violent side of me.
在匈牙利有一段时间哈，当然因为治安也不是太好。
Because the overall environment wasn't very safe in Hungary.
在生意好的时候，在差不多我们开始有钱的时候。
And after we start making some money in our business,
有一段时间我的随身携带的这个提包里边总是放一把斧头。
And what I carry in my own briefcase was an axe.
好像我要保护我在世界上所得的。
In order to protect myself from all the dangers.
要随时与人拼命。
And I have to be ready to fight at any time.
我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
主没有给我用武之地。
I never had to use my axe in my briefcase.
不然可能早就挂了。
Otherwise, you won't see me here.
不过有一次真的差一点就挂了。
But there was one time I was facing that kind of risk.
是因为我的脾气。
Because of my temper.
有一天晚上我开车回家。
One night I was driving home.
正常行驶，我开在最里道。
And I was driving at the most inner lane.
我记得大概是三条行车线。
There were like three lanes in my direction.
我开在最里面一条线。
I was innermost lane.
开的也不算慢。
I wasn't slow.
也是半夜的时候。
It was midnight.
路上车不是很多。
And there weren't a lot of cars.
开着开着，后边就上来一辆车。
And after a while, I noticed there was a car right behind me.
那这个车跟在我后边一段时间之后，显然不耐烦，就从我旁边。这个超速超过去。
After they tailgate me for a while, they got impatient, so they tried to bypass me.
大家看到我也没有要给他躲让的意思。
And they noticed I had no intention to avoid them.
那在超我的时候呢？超过我的时候哈，又并进来。
And they bypassed me and they came to my front.
从我前面过的时候，故意贴我很近。
And when they pass by me, they try to be very close to my car.
我想大家可能都在洛杉矶开车很多，也有这样的经历。
You probably have similar experience here.
当时我心里这个无名火就一下子就起来了。
When they drive so close to my car, I got upset.
对，他还按我一下喇叭。
And they honk at me too.
所以我心里这个无名大火一下子就起来了。
That made me very angry suddenly.
毫无犹豫就踩满油门，从旁边就开始追他，就开始超他。
And without hesitation, I accelerated as well, so we were like racing.
他发现我想要超他，他也开始加速。
Try to bypass him, and then they noticed my intention, so they speed up too.
不过我当时不记得时速到底是多少。
I wasn't sure about our speed then.
可能有200公里。
Definitely over 200 kilograms per hour.
大概120-140迈可能。
So about between 120 to 140 miles now our scale.
最终他放弃了。
At the end they gave up.
我得胜了，我占了上风。
I won.
我从他前面超过去。
I passed them right by.
我给他按喇叭更长一点。
And I honked them really long when I passed them by.
而且我贴他更近一点。
And I got even closer to their car than they were to my car earlier.
我只记得当我要并线的时候，我的车身猛地摇晃了几晃。
And I just remember my car shook a little bit.
我想可能那个轮子已经离开地面了，一侧的轮子已经离开地面。
And I thought maybe one set of wheels are up above the ground.
差一点就翻车，
almost flipped over.
差一点就车毁人亡。
Almost, I would just had a major accident and lost my life.
这就是在没有认识主的时候我的天然生命。
And that's my natural condition, how my condition was as a natural man before I knew the Lord.
所以大家看到我现在这个样子哈，文质彬彬。
So look at me, very mild temper.
好像一副文质彬彬的样子。
Like I'm a really nice person now.
也很瘦弱。
And I'm very skinny.
所以没有人会想到我背后有这样的一副面孔。
And you cannot imagine how was it really like.
我知道，但是我知道主也知道。
And I knew my own condition, and my Lord knew my condition as well.
这就是当时真正的我。
And that was my true self back then.
大家可以可以想见这个时候的我多需要主的救恩。
And you can imagine I really need God's help.
多希望为自己找到一条出路。
And I really want to find a way out as well.
如果不是主的救恩的话，我不知道接下来我的生活会怎样。
Without the Lord's help, I don't know how I will live on in my life.
但是感谢主，主在我不知道的时候就来寻找我。
And I thank the Lord, before I even knew him, he came to seek me.
带着满满的柔情。
Full of tender loving care.
来触摸我的心。
Come and touched my heart.
接下来演奏这首他来寻觅满了柔情。
Next song I want to play with you is that Jesus came to seek me full of loving tender care.
希望在这个音乐当中，在这首诗歌当中，
And hopefully through this hymn,
你也能感受到 主满了柔情，他来触摸你的心。
You can also sense his tender loving care that touch your heart.
接下来，我想简单的跟大家讲一点我得救的经历。
Now to share with you how I was saved.
很简单其实哈。
It was very easy, very simple.
就是照我本相，简单的相信。
Very simple, just came as the way I am and just believe with a simple heart.
其实从大陆我觉得尤其是从大陆来到美国的朋友，大家都知道。
Especially friends who came from China to this country, you know this.
在大陆接受的是完全无神论的教育。
And we learned to believe in there's no God when we were brought up.
但是我们也经历过造神的阶段。
And also we went to a stage we create our own God.
然后又变得什么都不信。
And then our God, dream of God collapsed and we decided not to believe in anything.
所以我觉得好像对我来讲要在我没有信主的时候，我觉得要我信主，我觉得蛮难的。
You know, that was very difficult for me to believe there is a God.
所以我一开始坚决的是不相信。
So initially, I was very stubborn. I believed there was no God.
因为圣经上的话我读不懂。
I could not comprehend the words in the Bible.
所以也就读不下去。
So I could not read on.
听传道的弟兄姊妹讲道，我也听不懂。
And I can understand the sermon taught by people in the church.
弟兄姊妹呢来给我传福音。
Brother and sister came to share the gospel with me.
也听不进去。
And I couldn't understand them either.
我记得在大在这个教会来祷告的时候哈。
I remember when I came to church and heard people praying.
大家在那里祷告。
A lot of people were praying.
我就在那里东张西望。
And I would just open my eyes and look around like a child.
我就在那里看，我看大家什么表情。
And I want to observe what their expression look like when they pray.
所以祷告什么没有进到我心里去。
So whatever they pray about did not touch me.
但是感谢主。
Well, thank the Lord.
我有一个动力来到教会来聚会。
I had a motivation that pushed me to go to church.
就是来听诗歌，唱诗歌。
Which is to come to appreciate the hymns, the music.
我是学音乐的。
I majored in music.
我想也许主在我很小的时候就已经帮我拣选了。
And I think that's a profession that chosen by God when I was little.
所以在我很难接受主的时候，主知道从哪里可以打开我的心。
Even though intellectually I could not accept the Lord, but the Lord knew how to touch me.
所以我听福音，听讲道，看读这个圣经都读不下去，都没有办法进到我的心里。
Even though I cannot understand reading the Bible or listening to sermon.
可是，在很多次在唱诗歌的时候。
But many times when Christians are singing hymns together.
我眼里都是泪水。
And I'll be filled with tears.
主借着诗歌呢，来摸到了我的心。
The Lord touched my heart through music, through the songs.
又重新把我在世界上埋藏很久的心底的这点单纯，又重新的让它复活起来。
And He was able to revive the little simplicity I had remained with deep down within me.
我得救的那天晚上。
I remember the night when I accept Jesus.
弟兄姊妹包括梁弟兄、梁姊妹、王弟兄、王姊妹他们，到家里来。
And brother and sister came to my home.
继续传福音。
They continued to share with me the gospel.
祷告。
And they prayed with me.
不知道是发生了什么那天晚上主的话就开始进到我心里。
And I didn't know what happened, but the Lord's word was able to come into my heart.
所以我想接受主实际上不要靠自己努力什么。
So I realized, you know, to accept the Lord is not something that we have to do with our own effort.
我们诗歌上也唱照我本相。
Instead, we should be just coming to the Lord as the way we are.
只要在心里边呼叫主的名。
All you need to do is from your heart honestly cry out to God.
当时我记得弟兄姊妹就是这样跟我说。
And that's what they taught me.
让我把心打开。
Just open up your heart.
从心里呼叫主的名。
Just sincerely from your heart and cry out to the Lord. Call to His name.
这次我很简单的就是照着做了。
So I just follow exactly what they said.
我就在心里叫主耶稣。
I said, Lord Jesus. I said it in my heart.
不是在口里。
I did not speak out.
而是从心里。
But from my heart, I said that.
只是这三个字。
Just simple three words.
我就觉得好像我在世界上漂泊了多年。
Suddenly, I felt that I have been wandering in this world so many years.
像一个游子。
I was like a lost child.
一下子就回到了家，回到了父母的身边。
With a simple cry like that, I was immediately brought to home to the side of my parents.
从那个时候开始，一直到现在，我就再也没有离开过。
And I have never departed from my father's side ever since that moment.
这里就是我的家。
And I realized.The church is my home.
有主的地方就是我的家。
Wherever the Lord is, that's my home.
感谢主，跟大家的分享就到这里，祝福每一位。
说到恩典与我初次相遇是显得何等可宝。
And like the song we just heard, and how precious is the salvation when I first met him.
弟兄在这里做见证的时候
，And the testimony our brother shared with us just now.
我们看他里面有很多的喜乐。
He can sense there's so much joy in his heart.
因为喜乐的神在他的里面。
Because God's joy was in his heart.
他讲到他相信呢，就凭着一点点的单。
He said the reason why he was able to believe was just through a very little simplicity.
哦，我觉得他说他小时候是很单纯的。
He said when he was a child, he was very simple.
我听说他啊做过一次见证。
I heard his testimony before.
他说小时候他就在外面写标语。
And he was writing some slogan on the snow on the ground.
他写打倒蒋中正。
Defeat 介石奖 that was the leader back in Taiwan.
然后解放中国
to deliver China.
这个是很好的标语哈，在当时。
It was a great slogan he wrote on the ground.
然后很快的啊，回进到屋里面以后，人家就来找。
And then after he did that, soon after that, somebody knocked on the door.
就有反动分子。
That's what we heard. There are some anti-government people here.
他找他的母亲，找他的父亲。
They came to talk to his parents.
还找了公安都来了。
And so were FBI in China.
下面有反动标语。
And they say, you know, somebody in this neighborhood wrote something as anti-government.
就标语是什么呢
？And they say, you know, the slogan read like this.
蒋介石解放中国。
It says The leader in China will come, a leader of Taiwan will come and deliver China.
打倒不见了。
The first two words, take down, were gone.
原来是那个扫那个雪地嘛哈，扫地的那个人老太太呢，把打倒两个字给扫掉了。
And what happened was because there's street cleaning, and then the old lady who cleaned the street wipe out the first two letters.
所以变成蒋介石解放中国。
So instead of taking down the leader of Taiwan to free China, it become the leader in China will come free China. Leader of Taiwan come free China.
我想这是一个让一个活泼、健康、开朗的少年人变成沉默寡言的主要原因。
I think that's a major turning point to put fear and a sense of insecurity into his heart and change his personality.
所以我们可以看见世界带给我们其实很多的不安。
You see, this world can bring insecurity to us so easily.
很多的变数。
And there are so many things that we cannot control.
今天是这样的政令，明天可能就改了。
And the government may go this direction today, but tomorrow may be totally different.
世界也是一样。
This is what it is like in this world.
我们听到弟兄的见证。
We heard the testimony of our dear brother.
那个财富好像也是暂时的。
And the wealth he accumulated was also temporary.
有的财富还担心失去。
And once we have money, we're afraid we'll lose it.
今天我们也是一样。
And the same way to us.
健康我们怕失去，平安也没有永久。
And we know we're afraid to lose our peace, our health, our wealth.
但是感谢主，主找到了他。
But we thank the Lord for our God found him.
他拉的第一首诗歌，我想大家。啊，可能刚刚没有打上来，那首叫做世上罪人为何彷徨。
The first song he played was The Souls of Men, Why Will You Scatter?
但是主就来寻回，把人寻回他的羊圈。
Even though we're scattered, the Lord will come and bring us back to his fold.
诗人在一生的经历当中，他就把他的经历写下诗歌。
You know, songwriters write down their experience.
然后可以看见我们的弟兄，他就每一个人生三部曲哈，他拉了三首诗歌哈。
And he played three hymns for us. It's like talking about the three phases of his life journey.
信主前的生活。
The life before he became a Christian.
怎么样遇见主
？And how he encountered the Lord.
信主以后有什么样的改变
？And the life and the change after he met the Lord.
他就用着他所专长的诗歌来表达。
Use the music that he's that, he expressed that three faces.
在我们的一生中，其实也是这样。
And many times it's the same three faces for us.
就像我们刚刚所唱的，在人生的每一个转弯，一个每一个小站。
It's like every station of our life.
主总是他拉着我们的手。
He always holds us by hand.
我们的弟兄姊妹，我们的朋友。
My dear friends, my brothers and sisters.
我们有这样的一位主来搀拉。
Do you know there is this loving Lord who will hold our hand?
如果我们不认识，那谁来拉我们的手呢？
If you don't know him, who's going to hold your hand?
每一个台阶，每一个有可能，有时候经历了各样的惊险。
And every step, every stop, there are dangers.
如果我们没有主，我们怎么回到平安的路上呢？
How can we make sure we go back to the path of peace and righteousness without the Lord?
我们刚刚的第二首弟兄所唱的第二首诗歌
The second hymn that he played for us
他来寻我满了柔情
Talk about how the loving Lord came to seek me full of love
他说这爱来寻我
And this love has sought me
是什么样的爱呢
What kind of love we're talking about
是牺牲的爱
It's a sacrificial love
我们的主离弃天上的宝座
Our dear Lord left his throne in heaven
他来到地上寻找罪人
He came became a man to seek the lost sinners
人是没有办法找到神的
Man cannot find God
然后第二步他说这血来赎我
And the song continued by saying And this blood that purchased me
主耶稣来到地上不为别的
Jesus came into this world for one purpose
他说我来不是要服侍人乃是要不是要叫人服侍我乃是要服侍人
He said I'm not coming here to be served by man I'm here to serve
他来寻找拯救失丧的人
I have come to seek and save the lost ones
就是有病的人才需要医生
He's the only sick man needs a doctor
常常传福音的时候他说我不够好我病好我再来信主
And a lot of times when we share this love with people they say you know I don't think I'm good enough for your God I need to become better
像弟兄刚刚说里面很多的坏习惯我没办法我这个主神是圣洁的我要变好才能够来信主
People might think you know God is holy I need to improve myself to become better before I can know him
但我们的主来他说我是来寻找拯救失丧的人
But the Lord Jesus says I have come to seek and save the lost ones
他不是来救义人
He's not here to save the righteous man
更何况世上没有义人一个也没有
Not to mention the fact that there is no single righteous man in this world
所以他来代替我们的所有的罪钉在十字架上
Therefore Jesus came and he took away all our sin and put on his own shoulder and died on the cross for us
将我们从罪中拯救出来
So that we can be saved out of sins
这恩带我归回羊圈
And the song continued by saying this grace brought me back to his fold
圣上说我来是要叫羊得生命
Jesus said in the Bible I have come to give sheep life
并且得到更丰盛
and give to them abundantly
常常人虚空到个地步觉得活着有什么意义呢
A lot of times we feel what is the purpose of my life I feel so empty
日复一日就是这样过活
Day after day we live our life the same way without direction
但是神来不是要叫我们 得他的生命并且得到更丰盛
But Jesus came with a purpose He said I'm here to give them life and give them abundantly
所以我们弟兄到第三段他说
Therefore the third song the third stage that our brother just shared is
这世界非我家
This world is not my home
天才是我们的家
Heaven is where I belong
我们在地上不过是寄居的
We're just journeying through here
我们是客旅
We're just travelers
就像我们去旅行的时候只是一个经过
Just like when we go outside and travel We just pass through those places
我们还有一个目的地
We have a destiny
天才是我们的家
That is heaven our home
主耶稣他当他要升天的时候他留下一句话
And after Jesus resurrected before he ascended to heaven he left this with us
他说我去是为你们预备地方
He said I am going to prepare a place for you
我还要再来接你们
And I will come back to take you there
这是我们的盼望
That is our hope
主还要再来
That our Lord Jesus is coming back
主为我们降生
He was born for us
为我们在地上受苦
He suffered on earth for us
为我们钉在十字架上死了
He died on the cross for us
他流血洗净我们一切的罪
He shed his blood to pay the price of our sin
他死被埋葬
He died and he was buried
三天后他复活
On the third day Jesus was resurrected
他显现给门徒看
And he manifested himself to his
在地上相处、啊、活了相处了40天之久。
And he lived with them 40 days.
他是复活的主。
He is the Lord of resurrection.
他升天。
Then he ascended into heaven.
回到他来的地方。
Returned to where he came from.
但是他说他还要再回来。
But Jesus said, I am coming back.
就是今天我们在地上所有基督徒的盼望。
And this is the hope of all Christians.
我们的主活着。
We know our God lives.
他还要再回来。
And he is coming back to get us.
因他活着。
And because he lives.
生命充满了希望。
Our life is full of hope.
因为我们所信的主是活神。
Because we believe in a true and living God.
这是所有我们有信主之人在这里可以做的见证。
And this is the testimony we Christians can testify for you.
他是活的神。
He is a living God.
在一生中我们可以来依靠他。
And we can rely on him all the days of our life.
不管我们的景况如何。
It doesn't matter what kind of condition we are in.
照着我们的本相来到他面前。
We can come to him the way we are.
不需要把自己修得更好。
We don't need to make ourselves better.
不需要把圣经读懂了。
I don't have to fully understand Bible to be saved.
不需要把自己做完全了。
And I don't have to be perfect.
才来信主。
I don't have to wait until then to believe.
你可以在任何的光景里面 来认识这位救主。
We can come to know the Savior in any condition.
今天我心里很受伤。
You may be very hurt today.
我心里虚空。
You feel very empty today.
我里面有很多的污秽、不好的思想。
Maybe I'm very filthy. I'm full of wicked thoughts.
都可以来到救主的面前。
Doesn't matter. We can all come to our Savior.
他的名叫耶稣。
And his name is Jesus.
的名字就是将人从罪恶中拯救出来。
And the meaning of this name Jesus means to rescue his people out of sin.
这叫以马内利。
He said he has another name called Emmanuel.
神要来与人同住。
Which means God wants to be with man.
这是何等大的一件事情。
And this is such a great matter.
在我们任何的环境当中。
In all our situations.
主与我们同在。
God is with us.
生命载路与我们同过。
He walks along our side of life's narrow way.
我们欢喜。
We can rejoice.
我们忧伤。
Or when we are sad.
我们痛苦。
When we suffer,
我们成功
when we succeed,
我们失败
when we fail,
主都与我们同在
doesn't matter, God is with us every step of the way.
主在哪里呢
So where is this Lord?
就在我们的心里
He is in our heart.
就在我们的口中
He's by our mouth.
当你在紧急的时候
In the time of danger,
谁能够帮你
Who can help you?
你只要一呼唤主耶稣啊
All you can do is,Oh Lord, just cry out to him.
主就伸出他的恩手来帮助我。
And he will stretch out his gracious hand and help us.
然后我们一说主啊救我。
When we say Lord help,
我们就蒙拯救。
Then he will help us.
这是真实的。
And this is indeed true
statement. 我们都可以去经历。
You can experience that.
我相信你可以再经历看看我们的主是活神。
Try it out because he is real and living.
我常常讲我们、远亲救不了近火。
远水
就不了近火，远亲不如近邻，远水就不了近火。
Basically, if you need help, somebody must be close enough to help you out.
但主与我们同在，就在我们的心里。
And when your help is away from you, the Lord is the only one that's close to you because He's right by our side in your heart.
所以，当你早上如果你还没有这位救主，你盼望他能，你能够认识他。
So, my dear friend, if you do not know this wonderful Savior yet.
有一个方法。
There's one way you can know him.
打开你的心，照着我们的本相来到他面前。
Which is just open up your heart, set aside your thought, and just come to him simply.
把他接到我们的心里来。
To welcome him into your heart.
成为你随时的帮助。
So that he can become your timely help.
我们要再来唱刚刚那首诗歌。
We want to sing a song together with you, the song we learned at the beginning of the meeting.
最知心的朋友。
He's our dearest friend.
如果你在你一生当中没有这样一位知心的朋友
If you don't have a dear friend like this in your life,
在你每一个时刻的转弯处你没有人可以来商量
And you are at a turning point in your life, you feel there's no other counsel you have.
在每一个 台阶每一个小人生的小站
And every stop or every station in your life's journey,
你觉得你是那样的孤单
There are times you feel that I am so lonely.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候
And when we sing this song together
打开你的心
Open up your heart
主我愿意接你进来
They said, Lord, I'm willing to receive you into my heart.
那你成为我最知心的朋友。
Oh, Lord, I want you to become my closest friend.
有了主就有了一切。
Once you have the Lord, you have everything.
什么好处都不缺。
And you will have no lack.
我们要来唱这首诗。
Let's sing the song together. 神啊，你来牵我的手，我今天听到你是这样爱我，你是我最知心的朋友和伴侣，你为我的罪付了代价，你带我回家，不再失落，我的手在这里，神啊，牵我的手，带我走每一步的道路。哈利路亚，你的手可以继续举着，神看见了，神也听见了，你愿意的，亲爱的朋友，我们一起来告诉神，我的手在这里。 My dear friend, are you willing to put your hand in almighty and loving God's hand? Let him guide you every step of the way. Let him show you your future. He has your best interest in mind. Let's trust him. If you will, stretch out your hand right now and tell him, I am here, Lord. Take hold of my hand. Take hold of my life. Take me to the glorious future you have planned for us. 你愿意的朋友，我们现在一起告诉神，我祷告一句，你就从你的心里张开你的口告诉神，亲爱的神啊，亲爱的主啊，早晨我听见你这样的爱，你要引领牵引我每一步道路，主啊，我就把我的手放在你的手里，把我的一生交在你的手里，你负我完全的责任，我把我的心打开，我邀请主耶稣进入我的生命里，做我生命的主宰，带我走荣耀生命的道路，我不再孤单，我不再无力，我不再是没有方向的人，生命的主抓住了我，负我完全的责任。谢谢主耶稣，你赦免我所有的罪，你洗净我所有的不义，你住在我的心中，你永远不离开我了，我是你的孩子。谢谢主接受我，奉主耶稣基督的名。 For those who speak English, please follow me. Dear Lord JesusI heard your love today. I want to follow you. I want to open up my heart and invite you to come into my life, to be my Savior, to guide me every step of the way, so I'm no longer lonely, I'm no longer in sin, I'm not anymore in no direction journey. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Accept me. And I acknowledge that you are my God, my Master.Forgive me of my sin and take me home. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Amen. 我们再一起唱这首歌好不好？让主今天都成为我们最知心的伴侣带回家。每一步路上我们都可以来依靠他，求告他，告诉他。